We've only weeks to avoid food shortages and a shortfall in animal feed. That was the warning to Cabinet yesterday as the global impact and the domestic impact here of the war in Ukraine starts to bite on the agricultural sector. This also comes alongside another warning, this one from the Economic and Social Research Institute, that price rises are expected to peak at around 8.5% this summer, a level of inflation not seen since 1984. Well, I'm joined now by Fine Gael TD and Minister of State at the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Martin Hayden, and also Sinn Féin TD and spokesperson on agriculture, Matt Carthy. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us today. Thanks, Martin, Lynn. I'll start with you. And we're talking about, you know, the reality of the prospect of food shortages, hyperinflation on food on top of all of the other rising costs that people are facing in everyday life. Is the government, and everybody wants to know this, is the government doing all it can and acting with the urgency that it needs to act with here?
Absolutely. We're responding in a way that is, you know, in real time in terms of the impact that the present conflict has had, and conscious of the fact that, you know, increased cost of living was an issue for us before the conflict and before the invasion of Ukraine, but has been made worse. And that's why we had a series of measures in the last budget. We obviously adapted measures again then further to support those on fixed incomes and the most vulnerable in society in February, with a range of support measures for middle-income earners as well as the lower-income. And again then yesterday you see our measures at Cabinet as a step towards supporting our tillage sector, because obviously that's a critical time
this
for them.
This is the €12 million package for farmers.
€12 million package for tillage farmers, because yeah, now is the critical time where they're making these key decisions around sowing crops and planting for the season ahead.
I suppose I ask you that question because we have this committee, don't we, on food security. We know what the problem is. I just don't know why we need a committee to examine it.
So what's really important here is that we support farmers who are making key decisions now. And in some instances, we need farmers to do things a bit differently than they've done in previous years. And we definitely don't need them to pull back. So, from what they've done in the past. But obviously, increased costs, particularly around feed and fertiliser, account for 50% of input costs. And they have been rising anyway. They're gone through the roof
so
now.
So why do you need a committee?
Because there are very targeted measures here. So, you know, we have our food and fodder committee that is headed up by Chagas, who give key advice in the areas of interventions that can make a difference. So we need to be very targeted here. You know, Russia and Ukraine produce 30% of the grain, but it's also those protein crops. So if you look at the measures that we're bringing in, the specific targeted measures yesterday, it's about encouraging farmers to grow more crops that don't have a nitrogen requirement, the likes of beans and peas and lupins.
Okay.
So it is, you know, our tillage sector is really, you know, very innovative, but it's also very specialised.
Okay.
And you have to be very specialised.
Matt Carthy, is Martin Hayden and his colleagues, are they doing enough?
Absolutely not. I'm talking to workers, families, small businesses, farming families, who are all telling me that they feel that this government still doesn't get it. And all of them acknowledge, and we in Sinn Féin acknowledge, that government can't do everything to resolve all of the issues that have arisen over the past number of months in relation to increased costs. But certainly government can and should be doing much more. The ESRI projections today, I think, will just confirm the realities of many people's lived lives in terms of the cost of getting to work, the cost of heating their home, the cost of paying the bills, and the fact that increasingly
people are... And I think people are well aware of the problems, but what are you suggesting could be done?
Well, we've put forward a comprehensive set of proposals that are aimed directly at supporting those workers and families who've been hardest hit. As I say, acknowledging that government can't do everything, but government can and should be doing much more. So as well as our long-standing positions in relation to easing the burden on renters, on those people who are paying exorbitant childcare costs, we have advocated a cost of living cash payment for low and middle income families. We have advocated ensuring that we reduce further.
Is €200, is it, to people who are on between 30 and 60,000?
It's a €200 cash payment for those on incomes below 30,000 and €100 for those between 30 and 60,000 euro.
But that's okay in the month that you do that. What happens in the following month?
Yeah, and absolutely. This is an ongoing situation and we recognise that. And that is why it is so disappointing to hear Pascal Donoghue indicate that he intends to do precisely nothing. In fact, the next measure that the government will implement in relation to the cost of living crisis that people are going through is to actually increase the cost of home heating oil further in May through the further hike in the carbon tax. So that to me sets out that this government really don't fully comprehend or understand the challenges that people are facing
Martin,
in the here
Martin,
and now.
How do you
and they
respond
do need
to that?
To, they do need to see action in terms of those specific targeted measures I've said,
okay.
But they also need to see further measures in terms of the reduction in the cost of motor fuel, home heating and electricity costs.
Okay. Martin, how do you respond to that?
Well, there's no surprise there from Matt. Obviously, whatever government he was doing was never going to be enough. So that was always going to be his approach this morning, no matter what is decided by government. We talk about the SRI report and the really startling projections they're making about where inflation could be at 8.5% potentially in the future. The other thing that the SRI report says that Ireland is really well placed in terms of its economy. Its economy is in good condition to face this new challenge. And it is that because Pascal Donoghue, Leo Varadkar and our colleagues across Michael McGrath and across government have managed our economy prudently throughout the pandemic, before the pandemic when we got back to balancing the books. And that was done when Sinn Féin were cheerleading on the opposite side to cut taxes and spend more, which is a pretty disastrous long-term fiscal strategy or even medium-term fiscal strategy.
What do you think of that €200 cash payment?
Well, look, you know, I hear Matt calling for an awful lot of things that Sinn Féin would like done down the south that they're not doing in the north, you know, across a whole range of measures. So I would point to the fact that we have had our interventions and we will continue to assess and monitor this situation.
So the €200 is not a runner?
You know, like we've had our €200 subsidy for the electricity bills. In February we announced the reducing
gone.
School transport
bread,
costs.
It's gone. You know, I mean, people may not have it yet, but it's gone. It's already been spent.
But the point I'm making is, you know, in the last budget when we made the interventions and had the over €500 million package in that budget, we then adapted again in February when the circumstances changed and those conditions got worse.
You know what I mean when I say to you,
gone.
It's all gone. People are in dire straits. The energy bill increased 39% we had last week. Other suppliers bound to respond to that. Like, people are just wondering how they're going to put food on the table. There's no point in telling us what you have done. It's what you're going to do.
Well, I think it's really important, though, if you point to how we, as this government and the previous government, have managed the crisis that we're in. And this is unprecedented times. In my 11 years as a TD, I've gone from being an IMF bailout to Brexit to pandemic to now to the first war in Europe since World War II. These are incredible times. And I do think past performance is an indication of what we'll do in the future. We have managed the economy well throughout all of those crises. We have stepped in and supported people in a way that eases the burden on them, mindful of the fact we can't always ease all of these pains on everybody because they're so significant in the short term. And if we do try and do too much, we will leave ourselves unable to respond in a couple of months' time or in a year's time.
People listening to that now who say they went through all of those things as well and suffered through brutal service cuts during the IMF bailout and the recovery period and so on, that it wasn't cost-free.
No, it wasn't cost-free, but the fact is we managed to charter the economy on a point where the economy it didn't collapse. We didn't follow the Sinn Féin mantra of following the Greeks or defaulting or putting ourselves in a position that would have been really, really damaging to the long-term, medium-term element. We have to get the balance right here, and we will continue to do so where we support people in all of these individual measures, and there will be more measures in the weeks and months ahead where we intervene on specific points. So if you look at this agricultural element as a point in relation to tillage,
Matt Carthy, go ahead.
That's directly contradictory to what the Minister for Finance has said, which is that he intends to do precisely nothing more between now and next year's budget. And just looking at the ESRI projections, they have set out an inflation rate of 6.7%. When government set their budget back last November, the projection was 2.2%. At that time, government projected a deficit this year of €8.3 billion. The ESRI are now projecting a 2022 surplus of €1.1 billion. So there is capacity within government to provide supports. Because when
the ESRI also says today that measures aimed at insulating households from inflation could compound the squeeze if they're not targeted. So if you throw money at the problem, you'll make it worse. Is that Sinn Féin's plan?
No. And as I said repeatedly, we don't expect, and I don't think most people expect government to do everything. But Martin said that the economy is well placed to withstand these shocks. I can tell him that most workers, families, small businesses, farming families that I'm talking to are not well placed. They are telling us in the here and now that they are on the verge
of
catastrophe.
That's not the point I was making. The point I was making was the economy has been well managed.
In fairness, Martin, you had a long run. Here's the reality of the economy. Long before this inflation crisis hit, we were, as in the workers and families that we represent, paying the highest rents in Europe, the highest mortgage interest rates within the Eurozone, the highest childcare costs in Europe, the highest insurance premiums. So we were starting from a very difficult position for many people who are working really hard and doing their bit and contributing to the economy that Martin is lauding. And all they are asking for now, faced with what is a catastrophic situation of having to decide whether they heat their homes or feed their families on a weekly basis, what they're asking for is additional support from government.
Because the economy has been well managed. Of course, everything I'm talking about here is about people and protecting them and insulating them as far as we can.
But the Minister for Finance has said that he intends to do nothing.
The fact of it is here, the reason we have been able to come up with an extra 800 million since the turn of the year, the reason we had an additional 500 million in the last budget, and the reason we have the capacity to do more financial targeted measures in the coming weeks and months is because that the economy has been managed prudently along that way, and we didn't always follow the cheerleading from the opposition benches that was coming there. But, you know, I'm too young to have lived through inflation in the past. I'll make this last point.
When we were asking for intervention in housing development, when we were asking for specific
support, we have spent no shortage of money on housing intervention and the rest.
All of those areas you failed. So that isn't the record of a government that can say that it has been economically prudent, because for people, for real people listening to this show and who are trying to get through their daily lives, what the economy means is the capacity to service their needs in terms of public services and the ability to go to work and be able to drive
and the ability of us to manage this into the future. And the one thing the people who have lived through inflation in the past, and I'm young enough not to have experienced it in my working life, but many of my constituents in Kildare have told me, who have lived through it in the past, that the one thing that they always take away from the crisis of inflation in the past is that inflation begets inflation, and that the interventions and the measures you take can actually make that situation worse.
So we don't have the luxury of opposition calling for more of everything for everybody. We have to have the measures right.
That what we do today to help people today doesn't hurt them down the line, hurt their economy and our ability to do it. You don't have that responsibility in opposition. You can call for a lot more of everything for everyone. We have to get that measure right. We are working to help and protect people and to cushion them from this pain and as much as we can, but we need to be able to make sure we have the capacity to continue to do that in the future if this problem continues to get
worse. Here's the difficulty that you don't seem capable of comprehending. The workers and families who are listening to this show here today are asking for additional support, because if they don't get it, they don't know how they're going to heat their homes, they don't know how they're going to feed their families, they don't know how they're going to travel to work in the weeks and months ahead.
What you're saying essentially today is that you do not intend to do anything additional for them.
Martin Hayden, on the food shortages question, we know that the government was warned today about the shortfall yesterday in animal feed, and that there could be just weeks to avoid food shortages. What's the plan?
So the plan in relation to the approach regarding the food side of things is similar to the discussion we've just been having there, and it's completely wrong of Matt to suggest that we're not going to do more and respond as the situation evolves. We continue to monitor and assess it, but it will be an EU-wide approach to resolving this, and we'll play our part as the part is. This isn't a national only problem. This is an EU-wide challenge. It's a worldwide challenge, obviously, in terms of food supply, but in terms of the impact on people's cost of living, and it's really important we do that. So the Council of Europe will meet later this week, where they will consider a range of different proposals. Today, big decisions have been made in Europe regarding support packages for farmers and agriculture, and you know, we've had our input into what they looked like.
Are you expecting that food shortages might not be something that will happen because of the action? Because you know what people will do now? We'll all go out and panic buy.
We do not have a food security issue in the country today. We do not have a feed security issue for our livestock and our animals. And the measures we're taking and the interventions we're taking in the Department of Agriculture is to ensure that we don't have one. We don't have those crises into the future.
Do we need to look at what we're exporting? Because we export a lot more than... You know, the balance is 45 million people could be fed with the amount that we export.
Yeah, so, and you know, that's a key component of the rural economy. You know, the I think our food production system is worth about 7% to our overall GDP. It's worth.
But we've just been warned that we could be facing food shortages.
Would you? No, but like, if you look at the food elements we have a deficit in terms of our cereals that we use in our food production system, and that's why some of the targeted measures around the crops we're getting farmers to grow, the forage crops that we will encourage them to grow, that have less of a nitrogen impact. You know, the role of fertilizer here is a key role. 20% of all the fertilizer we use comes from Russia. The cost of making fertilizer is inextricably linked to energy prices, so that has been going up very high before the conflict, and it's gone through the roof now. And also security supply is an issue, so that's what we're working with our European partners on, being able to ensure that we get that so that we can continue to produce the food we do, but that we adapt our food production models there somewhat as well. But working with our European partners to support this process along the way to make sure that consumers have the food that
they need. There's another cost as well that we're facing, Matt Carthy. The cost that will come inevitably from taking in perhaps up to 200,000 people who are fleeing from Ukraine. Do you and Sinn Féin have an upper limit on how much the state can afford in relation to that?
Well, we have been seeking engagements with government, and we intend to engage proactively and constructively with government in order to ensure that Ireland does play a positive role in relation to accommodating the hundreds of thousands potentially of people who come forward. But I have to say, it's not helpful when government ministers are speculating as to what the numbers are. We have always said that those people who come into this country need to be treated with respect and dignity. We're also very conscious of the fact that we are going to be doing this in the context where we already have a housing crisis and an accommodation crisis for several tens of thousands of people who are already in this state. So that needs to be...
You know, for every 1,000 people, Cabinet were told yesterday, that are accommodated in a hotel for a year, there's potentially a €33 million cost. Have you considered that cost?
So as I say, we have been engaging with respective departments. I know across our portfolios, our spokespeople have been seeking briefings from within the department, including our spokesperson on housing, Owen O'Brien, our finance spokesperson, Pierre Stoherty, and across the board. Because as I say, we want to be constructive. We want to be, and we want Ireland to play a positive role in all of this. But can I just say in relation to the agricultural measures, because it's not true to say that the government have acted speedily on this. A number of weeks ago, the minister was flying kites, essentially, talking about every farmer in the country being asked to start growing grain, something that was impractical and ill thought out. The truth of the matter is, though, we're dealing with this again in a context that is very difficult, because the common agricultural policy has been hollowed out. We have a situation where core sectors have been diminishing over the past decade.
Matt Carthy, Sinn Féin, Martin Hayden, Fine Gael, thank you both very much indeed. Quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.